Public News Service Thursday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. Hurricane Milton made landfall near Siesta Key, Florida, as a dangerous Category 3 storm and weakened to a Category 1 as it cut through the state and moved offshore, that from CNN and the National Hurricane Center. CNN reports Milton triggered a deadly tornado outbreak. Four people have so far been confirmed dead in St. Lucie County following tornadoes there. The state is anticipating more casualties, according to Governor Ron DeSantis. CNN notes that Milton dropped more than 18 inches of rain on St. Petersburg, representing a 1,000-year flood event for the area. And now that the deadline to register to vote in Arizona has passed, voting rights advocates are switching their focus to voter education.
Today, the League of Women Voters of Arizona is holding a voter empowerment event at Mesa Community College's Kirk Student Center in honor of National Voter Education Week. They'll be distributing voting materials, details on this year's ballot initiatives, and information on the One Person, One Vote campaign, which aims to abolish the Electoral College. Penny Sharon with the group says Arizona voters, especially younger voters, are not only energized, but what she calls absolutely alert to what's at stake in this election.
They have courage. They know it's their future. And we are here to make sure we give them the wind beneath their sails to help them, you know, move this forward.
She encourages all Arizona voters to do their homework and research, not only candidates, but the ballot propositions, too. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
A survey out of Arizona State University finds 2 out of 3 Gen Z registered voters in Arizona say they plan to vote in this year's election. Clean water advocates in Massachusetts are applauding the EPA's new rule on lead pipe removals, but warn that drinking water in schools remain at risk.
The agency set a 10-year deadline for most utilities to replace lead service lines, but omitted requirements for schools to replace any fountains or plumbing with lead components. John Rumpler with the Environment America Research and Policy Center says it's up to state officials to protect kids and get the lead out.
So we really need a different strategy to ensure that our kids' water is safe where they go to learn and play each day.
Rumpler says Massachusetts should follow Michigan's lead in using federal infrastructure dollars to install filters certified to remove lead on all school taps used for drinking or cooking. A recent report gave Massachusetts a C-minus grade for its efforts to reduce exposure to lead in K-12 schools. I'm Catherine Carley.
And Democratic presidential candidate and current Vice President Kamala Harris has a record of supporting animal welfare bills as a U.S. senator, but her record is a little bit murkier when it comes to factory farming. Recently, some conservatives have erroneously claimed Harris supports banning red meat, yet Harris has never voiced any support for banning any type of meat. The story produced with original reporting from Seth Milstein for Sentinel. This is Public News Service.
We head next to Pennsylvania, where those on the hunt for employment opportunities find that the Keystone State is still offering a favorable landscape. More from our Danielle Smith.
The state's jobless rate stayed at a record low 3.4% in September, better than the national rate of 4.1%. Claire Kovach with the Keystone Research Center says Pennsylvania is drawing significant attention as a swing state. At Keystone Research Center, they've analyzed key economic indicators, unemployment, jobs, and wages across all counties to address public interests. The state's unemployment rate has been historically low for more than 2 years.
So in every one of Pennsylvania's 67 counties, the unemployment rate is lower now than it was right before the pandemic, when the economy was strongest under President Trump's first term. It's lower everywhere, but there's also a clear geographic pattern. Unemployment is a lot lower than before the pandemic in western and rural Pennsylvania.
Kovach says the new Keystone Research resource page has an interactive map showing the drop in the unemployment rate by county. She says the research also reveals 2/3 of counties have seen job growth since just before the pandemic, with faster growth in the eastern half of the state, which also has faster population growth.
And New York State authorized utilities to develop thermal energy network pilot programs to further the state's decarbonization goals.
Thermal energy networks use non-emitting energy sources like geothermal boreholes or waste heat to heat and cool buildings. 11 pilot projects stem from commitments made in the 2022 Utility Thermal Energy Network and Jobs Act. Allison Considine with the Building Decarbonization Coalition says college campuses with these systems are seeing a striking number of benefits.
Using a thermal energy network, especially with geothermal, is about 6 times more efficient than using a traditional gas furnace or oil furnace.
She adds buildings must go electric Patrick, if New York will reach its decarbonization. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Finally, from our Ecolatus, experts say a diverse workforce is crucial for creativity and social justice and equality.
And equally good for a company's bottom line. But reluctance to hire transgender workers remains high. A study by UCLA showed the majority of non-binary adults in the workforce are younger than age 35 and make less than $50,000 a year. Tony Newman with the group TransCanWork cites research that shows diversity in the workplace helps everyone thrive.
Different ethnic background, different gender, different race. Diverse teams often outperform homogeneous ones as they can leverage a broader range of experience and skills.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's our great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.